Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
The Lutheran Inquisitor, examining pressing issues and their ramifications for the Church today. The Lutheran Church of Hong Kong is the topic of today's show with your host, Pastor John Ehlers.
We'd like to welcome to Lutheran Radio UK President Alan Young of the Lutheran Church Hong Kong Synod. President Young, can you tell us, now your title is President of the Lutheran Church of Hong Kong Synod, what does that mean to be the president of a church body?
According to our organization, the president is an elected position every 3 years, unlimited of terms. So I am elected to be the position and oversees the internal works of 10 standing committees of the Synod. That includes many church businesses, and that includes mission, that includes education, that includes also human care things, and also the supporting things for these three major areas.
We'll have a chance to hopefully discuss those with you in just a few moments, but I'm very interested in the history of your church body. Can you tell us, you know, so when you began and how that happened and how things have developed over the years?
The church was established in 1949 when the missionaries, they evacuate from mainland China. They stay in Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong at that time, it's still a very small place with less than, I think, 500,000 people. But most of them are refugees. They are very poor. They need their materials, support, and spiritual are very hungry, you know. So the missionaries, they feel sympathetic and feel the great need there. So even they are just passing by this little colony, they ask for their headquarters, that's Missouri Synod, the mission department there, to give them permission to stay permanently to work with the people there. And since then, a lot of work carried out, and now we are in a city of 7 million people, and the city belongs to China. Actually, we are a Chinese church. We are not a Hong Kong church. And then, God blessing, we are still going well after the 1997 transition. Everything the same. We can still work on with many things like a mission, like education, like human care. And the church is growing. That is the most grateful thing we can say. We have a constant growth, about 3 to 5% membership a year. And everyone knows that we can still work here. We can still witnessing here. It's really a big responsibility and a blessing. So we try to work with the current thing and the future thing and the new things that we can do to make ourselves a good witness to His church. We are thinking going outward, like we are working the Shenzhen, the Chinese city just next to Hong Kong. We are starting a school inside China and starting a kind of English Sunday service in that city together with their national church. And this gives us a lot of chance to serve and to witness and make His name go into that big country.
And that does, you know, that was going to be one of my questions. As you mentioned, the transition that happened in the late 1990s, I suspect there was a lot of fear as that approached. And I'm really pleased to hear that it wasn't as bad as some of us here in the West thought it might be. And you mentioned some of the work that you're doing in mainland China, with your school and this starting English speaking service. Have the authorities welcomed you there? Have you been, or has that been quite a difficult thing? Are those doors opening up even further?
Yeah. This is a very common question asked by many other people from the world regarding our situation. Actually, I become the president in that year, 1997, and now it's 17 years. I don't feel any big differences. Maybe we are not so big, is it? We are not a key sector in this city, but generally, everything regarding our networking and our area remains still the same. Maybe in a way we can say better because we are very much careful about, you know, the services and the role of the church, what attitude it should be, the room, the areas, and the opportunities are still there and even bigger. That's why we can do more things as long as we want to do. You know, we don't want to get ourselves into any political issues. We just want to do the gospel issues and the service issues so we can grow and we can moving forward in Hong Kong and have a good relationship with the authority and the authority in mainland China. So this is something, a kind of very special situation. It's been happened in this city for the last 17 years.
And with regard to Hong Kong itself, you mentioned about 7 million people. In the West, we get the picture of Hong Kong as being quite a westernized city, quite a secular city. What is the religious landscape? What is the religious scene in Hong Kong? Is it quite secular, or what is the percentage of Christians, say, versus Buddhists or other religions there?
I think it's about roughly, together with Catholic, is 20%.
That is a pretty good-sized minority of Christians there in the city.
Yeah, that's not very good number like the Europe countries. but that gives us more challenges to share our faith because, for example, we have 20,000 students studying in our school and I think 90% of them are non-Christian. So we build up in all our schools a mission station and some go become congregations already, so they will be fit in not only the worldly knowledge but also the spiritual knowledge and also the human care things. We share our support of their earthly thing and tell them that's because Jesus wants, because that we want to share the love of God. That's what we are doing that and how we are doing that. So they be affected by these things. They understand this is from a church, a kind of organization that they are very much well, you know, received by the public. That's what I can generally describe, you know.
And how large is the Lutheran Church Hong Kong Synod? How many pastors, how many members, congregations?
We roughly have communicants 10,500, and then we have 36 congregations and 6 mission stations, and we have some 40 schools and 45 social service centers and other supporting services like the seminary, like the literature department, like handcraft charity things, and like a counseling department of some kind, you know, for our recipients. So totally, we have 130 service units in this city.
And I remember hearing you speak several years ago, and I was just astounded by the fact that a church body, which is, you know, by no means small, but it's not large either, was doing so much within its community. And you mentioned sort of the three major aspects that your church works in, and probably be worth spending some time talking about those. And you mentioned education, your schools, your seminary. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. That, the seminary, we've been facing a little problem because lack of needed number of qualified professors having the terminal degrees. So we can run the seminary only on a kind of part-time basis. Say for the basic BTH program, we provided only in the evening, and we also have some teacher training program and lay training program and deaconess training program and this kind of services according to the need of our mission work with our some 40 mission spots in town. Yeah. And that change from time to time according to the need and make it the practical way to support all our mission work. And then for our school, there's a big network in this city. We can generate a lot of resources and a lot of support from our students and their family, their community. No matter they are Lutheran or not, they are still a kind of big help to our whole mission. So we can generate a lot of different thinkings, you know, and supports, like making our school a kind of entity, become a provider, not only a recipient. Say we can provide teacher training, we can provide special tailor-made development program for our staff and our parenthood and our community. So makes these things become a kind of witness to the church desire that we want to serve. And it's because God wants us to do it. So we will do it, and then we will grow alongside with this kind of practices. And this applies also to the congregation and the human care things. We want to be the provider of all kind. And of course, we are happy that we've been receiving support from our partner churches, like British Lutheran Church, like LCMS, Missouri Synod. We are a member of the IOC, and we have communication and we have sharing with them. They all can learn from each other and pray for it and work together with them, become a kind of very powerful atmosphere, kind of feeling always there within our Lutheran family.
And you mentioned, as you said, you're part of the ILC, and one of the things that, as I mentioned before, I really learned and respected about the Lutheran Church Hong Kong Synod is the work that it does, the care that it has for its community. Can you tell us about some of the things? You've mentioned the counseling, but I understand there are also all kinds of things that you do. You said 130 service organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what they do and how you care for the needs of people in your community as you share with them the love of Jesus Christ in word and action?
Since 1997, 1 million new immigrants are moving from China mainland. And then most of them, they are not very much well prepared and adaptive to this new city, like their language, like their knowledge about the modern city, like their financial situation, like their family issues. You know, most of them may be coming from a broken family, say single parent and even zero parent. That means the kids, the students, or they are taken care by their grandmother, grandfather sometimes. So there's a large number of these people. They need support, and that's, we think, is a good chance that we can help them, just like decades ago, you know, when all the people here are newcomer as refugees, you know. So this is, again, we think it's not difficult, but challenges, but an opportunity for going forward through this kind of caring, to show the love of God and to show that the church welcoming them, the church is prepared to help them in any way. So I think this is a good point. This is very important in the last 17 years.
And you mentioned the importance of mission within your church body as well. And I'm very impressed in how you have combined the proclamation of the gospel, the saving death and resurrection of Jesus for the world, along with the missions of mercy, caring for the needs of others. Can you tell us about the mission work that goes on within your church? How is that structured? What's, I suppose, the driving force behind that? As I know that is very key and important, yeah, to your church body.
That's also important, because as a church established by our mother church, Missouri Synod, we've been very strict in consideration of our doctrinal concerns. And then we become the only church here, only Lutheran church here, not ordaining ladies. And we've been very careful about telling people about our faith, strictly biblical and doctrinal. And we use all this to tell people that the gospel and the gospel from the Bible will never change, even the world changing, and the value is still there. And the practice, the value of the practices and the level of successes that going ahead with all these things, again, prove and prove in every generation the same thing. So we stand firm with this kind of thing, and we feel very comfortable with that things, as long as we can give our ladies proper respect and the chance to serve. And men, servants, and brothers, they work more harder, you know, they work more serious. There is no need to tackle with that kind of different things that other church bodies they are facing. So we remain maybe the only church they call us the very conservative church. But we are a growing conservative church.
You mentioned that you are growing, and that's a wonderful thing, and we praise God for that. Do you, I mean, other than the faithfulness and the grace of God, is there anything you kind of attribute that growth to?
I can't tell from this perspective, but I can tell that just this month, we are going to ordain 8 new pastors and install them into different places for services, and they've been qualified according to our tradition and our doctrine, and they've been testified as capable and faithful workers during the past few years. They've been serving as an evangelist, and now they become eligible to be pastors. So we are very grateful. This month that we are going to have a 65th anniversary celebration and the ordination of pastors. That is the historical record of numbers we will ordain for Hong Kong Synod, and we expect more in the coming years as long as we striving for the mission work, and we striving for the services that we providing, and we striving for the faith growing that will make us more strong and make us more faithful for the future. And we believe the supply will not be ended because it's His work, it's not our work.
And that's wonderful news, and we rejoice with you, and that's fabulous. You mentioned as well how you work with other churches there in Hong Kong and in China. Can you perhaps tell us a little bit more about your relationship with other churches, how you can work with them, things you do and things that you won't do with them?
In Hong Kong, we have a respectful relationship with all the Lutheran bodies, like the Elka Church, like the Rhenish Male Church, like the German Shongzhen Mission. You know, they are three major denomination other than the Missouri church. And we respect each other, but we cannot work too much together because they are having some kind of, you know, different things like the communions, like ladies services, that really embarrasses, you know, some of our people here from our faith and our beliefs and our tradition. But we join them with those secular things like helping natural disasters from time to time. And we try to share with them our services like teacher training. Teacher training is important, but just one of the things, like I said, that we always strive to be a kind of provider, you know, because of our Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we provide, and we provide it from this perspective and this kind of spirit. And we hope this can be some kind of differences from other providers in this modern world, you know. Then we will have a kind of gained respect from the recipient, and no matter how different they are with us, but they know that we are something they have to pay attention to, and they will find the values that we are doing. And it's also because of that we are moving into China mainland after 65 years. We've been evacuated because the church has some strength that many other countries they don't have, especially in mainland China. They want international educations. They want different kind of services to help the country to grow and to moving outward with the outside world. And then we have a significant role to fulfill to help them. So we help them to build a school, and using the name Concordia, because we don't want to use the, and we are not allowed to use the Lutheran to be the name of holding a school, because still China is a communist country. They will not allow education and church combined together in many ways. And that also happened in the United States. The church and education is separated. So that's why the church had that many private schools. And that happens the same in China. So this becomes our chance to offer them and to build up, to bring them a kind of knowledge that the Christian education is really important in all levels. Just like the England church, they have a school in Cambridge University called Westview House something. And then this can be used as a very important witness and a kind of forced to tell the people how the church would be and how it can be helpful to all kinds of people. So I think that's what we are doing in the last 10 years to help China and also help ourselves to have a good relationship with them. One day if their policy change, and then we become a very immediate help and immediate partner with all the possible services that we've been doing outside China.
And if anybody wants to find out more information about your church, where would be a good place to go?
We have a website, Lutheran Church Hong Kong Synod website. It's very easy to find, and that had all the informations there about the areas we serve and the structure of our church body and even the names of our workers there.
There is a document that was finished in 2014 that is there that gives a real good summary of your church. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That is some kind of introductory brochure of our synod that describes the work we are doing, like the church. We have a certain number. I just mentioned it, that we have 36 congregations and 6 mission stations, and we have 45 ordained pastors, and we have 20-some evangelists, and they're spread out in Hong Kong. And also what kind of schools we are having, like six standard middle schools from grade 7 to grade 12. Each one have about 1,000 students, and some 8 elementary schools and 20 kindergartens and nurseries, this kind. And 2 special schools and 2 international schools too. One in Hong Kong, one in China. And we are starting several new ones in China and Macau in the future. Human care items, we have children's center, family education center, foster care service, hotline services of different kind, like for parents, like for students, they have special need of learning. And we have many things, some 25 kind of services, including, you know, like what, elderly center, like a daycare center for elderly, a home for disabled people, and school social work service unit, like a community center, a community development program of different kind, and recreational center for disabled people and for deaf people, are all in the services, you know.
Well, President Alan Young, we thank you for your time, for giving us some insight into the work and the ministry that goes on in the Lutheran Church Hong Kong Synod. We pray God's blessings as you continue to share the love of Christ in all that you proclaim and also in all that you do to reach out and meet the needs of the people in Hong Kong. We wish you a very happy 65th anniversary, and we'll pray for you and encourage our folks to go to your website and learn more about your church body.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Lutheran Inquisitor with Pastor John Ehlers. If you have any questions or comments about the issues raised in this program, send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. The podcast of this show is available from our website. Check our program online and stay tuned.